Welcome to the Healthy Habits for Life podcast. I'm Dr. Carol Perlman, a psychologist, health coach, and married mom of two boys. I went from a frazzled working mother who hit snooze until the last possible moment to a vibrant business owner who jumps out of bed at 5 a.m. excited about my day. I once felt completely overwhelmed by my endless task list, but have learned to work smarter, not harder, by studying health habits, mindset, and time management. I love to teach others how to implement top recommendations for health, happiness, and success. Yes, busy moms can follow a nutrition plan that supports their goals, create a daily exercise routine, and stay on top of their to-do list and go to bed feeling fantastic about the day. Tune in each week as I share my best strategies for creating and sustaining daily habits for a healthy lifestyle and chat with other experts in the health and wellness industry. Now on to this week's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Healthy Habits for Life podcast. I'm Carol Perlman. Thank you for joining me for another episode. So today I have a little bit of a different topic that I've actually not covered on the podcast before. And you might think that this is kind of a strange topic for discussion, but you're going to be surprised to find out how relevant it actually is and how it actually can really enhance your life. So we're talking today about the magic of finishing. Yes, finishing. Finishing, completing something that you started from beginning to end, and not just fake end, but all the way to the end. So, you know, this idea came to me, it was actually many years ago when I started to work on affirmations, and I've covered this in the podcast before. If you are new to affirmations, go back to the episodes on the Miracle Morning. I believe it's episode 10, and I'll link the others in the show notes. But this is where I actually first learned to work on affirmations, was because of the Miracle Morning book. And just to give you a brief overview, the idea behind affirmations is that these are beliefs that about yourself, about your life, about the world, that maybe you don't quite totally buy into yet, but you would like to. And so you work on rehearsing them over and over and over again so that your mind starts to believe that they might possibly be able to be true. And then you start changing your actions and acting as if they are true. And then you really come to believe that, in fact, this thought is true. They sound like a bit of hooey. They sound kind of woo-woo at first. But I'm here to tell you, I can give you one person's experience. I'm here to tell you, I have found that they actually work. So everybody's affirmations will be different because we're all working on different goals and trying to grow in different ways. And so the affirmation that you choose might be different from the affirmations that I choose to work on. And over the years, I've had different ones. And so the way that I do it is that I have a notebook and I write out the same affirmation for a period of time. I'm usually working on about maybe five or six, and I write the same one out over and over again for many months at a time. If I go through my journal, my notebook, it's the same thing over and over again. And then I get to a point where I just kind of know, you know what? I got it. I actually really believe this, and I don't think I need to write it anymore, and I can move on to another one. So I was going through some old notebooks and I was just kind of curious to look back and see what were some of the affirmations that I was working on. And many years ago, I came across one and the affirmation was, I finish what I started. And I remember how this came about because I was looking around me and there were just a lot of unfinished tasks, projects, chores, and it just started to bug me that it was like having all these open tabs on your computer, and it starts to make you feel overwhelmed and you become less effective because you're distracted and you're multitasking too much, too much to the extreme that it no longer becomes effective. And so I decided to bring my attention to this idea that I finish what I start, I take it all the way to completion, and then I move on. And I have to tell you, it's been such a liberating thing to work on. Again, it's like, you know, it may not sound like the top goal that people would talk about when it pertains to goals, but actually, it's really about daily habits and how you live your life And if you work on this so it becomes who you are and what you do, it actually has a ripple effect on many different parts of your life. So I'm going to share with you some ways in which this has played out for me, and I hope it gives you some inspiration to work on this for yourself and see in what areas of your life can you apply this. And of course, I'd love to hear about this. If you take this on, you have to find me on social media and send me a message and let me know what you've learned from drawing your attention to this idea. So you may find it helpful to start with this as an affirmation, to write it out every day, to put it on a sticky note where you read it every day, where you're really drilling this idea into your brain. I finish what I start. I am a person who finishes what I start. Now, I'm going to give you a little caveat that, of course, once in a while, we bump into situations when it actually really makes sense to pivot, where we might be working on something and we get a certain way through, and then we realize, you know what, this no longer serves me. I've learned some new information since I started this process, and I now realize that actually taking this to the end doesn't serve me, and so I'm going to pivot. And that's okay. Sometimes we need to do that. But I think we know in our heart of hearts, we know the other things, the other areas in our life where it's really not okay to pivot, and we really want to see it through. So one way that I started working on this was with books. And I would look around and I had so many books that I had started and never got around to finishing. And it was starting to bug me. And I was feeling like kind of cheated. Like, you know, I actually could be getting a lot more value out of these if I would just finish them before I go on and start another one. And so I made a bit of a pledge that I was going to stop buying books until I actually finished the ones that I have. Now, I'm not totally stuck to that part of the arrangement, because I get really seduced. I see a book and I see a rave review of it. And I think, oh my gosh, this would be really great to read. And I want to add it to my list. But I have started using Goodreads for that now, so I can add it to a digital list and I don't actually buy it right away. But anyway, I looked around at the books that I had in my house and decided that I was going to finish one before I went on to start another. And it has really helped push me forward. It has helped me actually read more books and actually finish them. And it just leads to this feeling, like it's just a better feeling that it's not nagging at me that I never finished it. And I can actually say, yep, I read it. Now, you know, give away the book if I'm not going to read it anymore, or if I'm not going to read it again, or put it back on the shelf if I think I will, and then move on to the next one. And so that's one way in which I have really enjoyed this, really pushing myself to finish these books that I start. There are a few, I will definitely say there are a few where I realize this is not serving me. There's something in there that I don't like to read about, or this book is just terrible and I'm not going to waste my time. So it does happen here and there, but for the most part, I am pushing myself to finish one book before I start another one. So that's been one great area to apply this. The next one is chores. And I would say this is still a bit of a work in progress for me in some ways. So we all have so many chores that we are faced with. They're the ones that you have to do day to day. There's the laundry, there's the cooking, there's the cleaning. And then there are the ones that we do intermittently throughout the year, maybe the bigger organizational projects. And I have to say, it drives me crazy when we start a project in the house and then everything is left all over the place. The tools are out, you know, maybe the whole closet is dumped out into the room. And if you walk away and don't actually finish, you're left looking at all of this and you're left having to step over it all the time. And it really starts to drive me kind of bonkers. And so I can only control myself in my household. So I personally am working on finishing the projects that I start in the house. So laundry, it's a work in progress. That laundry is endless. I swear to God, it multiplies like rabbits. And no sooner do I have everything folded when there are six more loads to fold. But I really decided as I was thinking about this topic this week, I'm really going to work on applying that to laundry specifically and stay more on top of that folding so that I don't have to look at these big piles of laundry as much as I do. But I am doing better in other ways. You know, when I think about projects, like when I decide to organize a drawer or a closet or an area of the house, I am really committing to finishing it. So if I'm going to dive in, I make sure that I have the time to do it and I'm going to see it to the end. You may have seen, if you follow me on social media, a couple of weeks ago, it was my refrigerator. I decided to do a deep clean and got really into it, took the whole thing apart. in ways that I didn't even know were possible, that I hadn't figured out in 6 years, and cleaned that thing top to bottom. It was like brand spanking new, put everything back away, and it felt so good. I did that project to 110% completion, and it felt fantastic. Another area that's still a bit of a work in progress for me is putting the groceries away. So obviously we have perishables that we have to put away, but is anyone else like me where you might leave some bags of non-perishable foods in the pantry and say, yeah, I don't feel like putting all of that away right now. I'm just going to leave it. So sometimes I delegate and I invite in a friendly way someone in the family to do that part for me. But if I'm the one for the day who's in charge of putting the groceries away, I'm going to give myself a little push and really work on putting them all away, even the pantry items. Workout programs is another one that has been a good way to apply this. So everybody has different philosophies to their workouts and everybody's following a different plan. But I, from time to time, like to follow workout programs that have a full calendar. So it might be a 21-day one, it might be a 30-day, it might be a 60, but there's a plan and they want you to do a certain workout, you know, each day, and you cross them off until you get to the end of the program. And I have to say, it does feel really, really good to do every single one of them, cross them off, and then say, I completed this workout program. So I have started and stopped these many times, and sometimes it's legitimate. Sometimes I realize, you know, this bothers my knee, or you know, for whatever reason, this workout program isn't working for me. And so I might have to abandon it and turn to something else. But I'm going to revisit this idea because I really do love the idea of following a program that someone with a lot more expertise than I have has purposefully designed to get results. And I'm craving this a little bit. So I'm going to add this one back on my goal list. And if you are curious about any of these, I'll put the information in the show notes, the ones that I like to follow. And I'll put a link there if you want to check them out as well. And then here's a little one. This one's a really easy way to get a quick win. And I always find when you're working on something new, it is great to have an easy, quick win where you can give yourself a little burst of motivation, pat yourself on the back and say, yeah, I'm doing a great job. I'm already on my way. And if you have some success, then it feels a lot easier to have even more success. So a great easy win is simply to make your bed in the morning. Make your bed, fully make the bed. And I'm talking all the pillows, all the little ones, straighten all the blankets and say, I fully made the bed in the morning. And if you start your day like that, it's going to give you a magical positive feeling that will then trickle down the rest of your day and make you more inclined to finish other things during the day. So that's an easy win. You know, it maybe takes 3 minutes and all of us can do that. And it's a great way to jumpstart this habit. And then, of course, there are all sorts of tasks that are going to vary that we all have on our to-do list that, you know, and I think this was another, actually, yeah, I'm just remembering this. This was another reason why I started working on this, because there were tasks on my to-do list and I was writing them over and over and over again. And I was just tired of having them linger. And I just decided I'm going to tackle them and finish them so I can cross them off my list. And so that's another win that feels so good when you have something that's been on that list and you finally decide you're going to invest the time, finish it from start to complete finish, and then cross it off and be done with it. It's a great feeling. So that's another great way to apply this. And then emails, you know, this is another ongoing chore that we have to stay up to date with our emails. And it's one that I've been working really hard. You know, if my goal is to be on top of my emails, I really want to finish it. I want to go through my inbox. I want to triage all of them. I mean, I'd like to say, raise your hand. I can't see you, but for your own purposes, raise your hand if you are someone who lives by inbox zero philosophies. And how good does that feel, right? If you can actually triage everything in your inbox each day, it's an incredible feeling. It's just kind of mysterious. It's non-tangible, but it just makes you feel in control, on top of things. It's so good. And actually, I wasn't even going to mention this today, but it just came into my mind. I have a new program coming out. If this is an area where you are struggling, I have a great mini course that's coming out in the next week or two. So stay tuned. And I make it super simple. I show you the same system that I'm using myself, and it will make email management so much easier for you. So be on the lookout on my social media. You'll see that too. And then I'm going to give you one little secret sauce strategy that you can use if you are struggling to actually finish a task that's been, or a chore, something that's been hanging over you. Don't forget that you can use the trick of an accountability partner. You've heard me talk about this before, and I'll link, I have a couple of episodes on this where I go into a lot of detail about how to make accountability partners work for you so that you can avoid getting stuck in procrastination. So go back and listen to those if you haven't heard them or haven't heard them in a while. It's always a good refresher, but accountability partners are great. If you have something in mind, if you have a chore you're looking to finish, a book, whatever you're looking to finish, make it known to another person and just send them a message, send them a text and say, hey, I'm just stating to you that my goal for today or this week is to actually finish this thing. And I'm going to report back to you and let you know that I did. Simply by letting that person know, you are going to feel more compelled to finish because you don't want them to message you and say, hey, whatever happened to that? Nor do you want to have to message them and say, oh yeah, about that thing, I kind of blew it off and, you know, I decided not to really work on that. Doesn't feel great. So if you know that you have the potential to procrastinate or maybe not finish something, just make it known to your accountability partner and it will keep you honest. It will give you that extra little push of motivation to actually get it done. So that's what I have for you today, a little mini episode on the beauty of finishing things and how magical it can be, how it can give you a burst of positive energy, help you, you know, boost your mood a little bit, and then create a ripple effect to keep doing that the rest of the day. So I hope you have lots of ideas about how you can apply this in your life. Definitely let me know if you are trying this out and how it's working for you. Find me on social media and send me a message. And if you haven't before, if you are new to the podcast, I don't mention this a lot, but I would love it if you could leave me a review and rating. It's so easy now. Go to iTunes, just find the podcast and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the details about the podcast, and it'll say leave a review, leave a rating. You can keep it super simple, but it really helps for iTunes to know that people are listening and that other people are out there who would want to hear about it. So it will show them to other people in there. You know, if you like this podcast, you would like this one as well. So if you haven't done that already, that would be fantastic if you could do that for me. And thank you so much, as always, for listening. And I'll be back next week with another episode.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Healthy Habits for Life. If you love today's episode, please follow me on iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review. These are so important and will enable others like you to find this podcast. Also, please share this podcast with your friends you know would also love it so we can get the word out. Thanks again for joining me. Until next week.